Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. That $1 bill in your wallet is worth $1. But when stacked up against the current value of some foreign currencies, it's actually worth more. And that means the potential for scoring some great deals in hotels, restaurants, and stores if you travel overseas.
Travel advisors tell me that now is the best time we've probably had in 25 years to travel internationally if you look at Europe, Japan, and the UK.
Coming up, our travel reporter Allison Poley will take us through the math that's allowing Americans to enjoy some R&R abroad at a discount. That's after the break.
This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business know. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Flights, meals, not to mention the shopping. With inflation at 40-year highs, the cost of a trip pretty much anywhere in the U.S. can add up quickly. But the strength of the U.S. dollar against foreign currencies is leading many Americans to look overseas for their next trip and shop till they drop. Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley has been running the numbers, and she joins us to discuss. Allison, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
So Allison, help us understand in basic terms how this works. Why has the U.S. dollar risen in value against many foreign currencies?
The dollar is extremely strong, and it's being fueled by the Fed's interest rate increases. So that has encouraged global investors to pull their money out of other markets to invest in higher yielding U.S. assets. So data shows that inflation in the U.S. is still stubbornly high, which makes the case even stronger for more Fed rate increases, and that means an even stronger dollar. On top of that, there are also pretty tough economic conditions in other countries. So if you look at the case of the euro, it's been weakened by the war in Ukraine and other problems affecting Europe's energy supplies and economy.
So how much further does a dollar go abroad nowadays?
If you look at the past 6 months, the value of the euro and the pound and the Japanese yen has decreased compared to the dollar. So the euro was at parity with the dollar in recent months. And if you look at just this week, the pound was $1.11, which is off about 15% against the dollar compared to 6 months earlier.
And so what does this mean for Americans making travel plans?
Travel advisors tell me that now is the best time we've probably had in 25 years to travel internationally if you look at Europe, Japan, and the UK. But it's also important to remember that prices in those countries have gone up, but prices in the US have gone up too. So it can be advantageous for travelers who are heading abroad to take advantage of those exchange rates that are happening right now as the dollar is strong against devalued yen, euro, and pound.
Now, you've spoken with several people who've made travel plans to take advantage of the dollar's strength. What was their experience?
I spoke to one couple who recently went to London, and the woman I spoke with was really surprised when their nightly dinner bill at high-end restaurants was just over $100 for appetizers, two entrees, and two to three drinks. And she said, "We spend more than that here," and they live in Rochester, New York. So people have been surprised by how far their dollar goes when dining out. There's also data from the Bank of America Institute that shows people who are traveling internationally are spending big on clothing and luxury items. So that those are other hot ticket items that people are snatching up because they're finding that their dollar goes farther.
You know, I'm still thinking about that $100 dinner bill for all that food and those drinks. That's pretty good.
It is. But for people traveling abroad, it's really important to remember to pay in the currency of the country where you're traveling. And this will come up as an option when you're paying with a credit card, whether it's at a restaurant or at a store. And the reason it's advantageous to do that is because your bank or credit card company will typically offer a better exchange rate.
So how long could Americans benefit from this situation?
It's great to travel to Europe now, but that can all change in the next few months. So Europe is currently navigating an energy crisis, which means that hotels and restaurants will likely raise prices as the cost to operate goes up. We've already seen certain destinations, such as Paris, turn off its lights at night in an effort to deal with rising costs.
Now, of course, to reap the benefits of this, you first have to get there. Has the strong dollar put a dent in airfares?
Unfortunately, no. International airfare is still high, in part because of fuel prices, and the routes are still limited. So Japan just opened this week to individual international tourists, which is great news. But a round-trip flight from New York to Tokyo, for example, costs an average of about $1,600 per ticket for travel this month. And that's according to data from the travel search engine Kayak. And this is a 72% price increase over the same travel period in 2019.
Oh, so you still got to save money for your plane ticket.
You do have to save money for the airfare, unfortunately. And as travel advisors say, if you're looking for a last-minute trip, it's especially advantageous to book those trips now. Airfare over Thanksgiving in the U.S. to international destinations is actually at a discount right now.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal travel reporter Allison Poley. Allison, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Jugot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.